difficult day to say goodbye to the players today in our last team meeting. Feel like we all should still be playing, and we're all going home. So difficult day, but lot to be built off of from the season. I think our players understood that. I think they understood how close we were, and you know, it wasn't about one game, one loss, Jacksonville. It was about things we did in those other losses that may have been the difference as well. So, but a lot of positives came from this season. A lot of positives came from this season.
Can you kind of contrast, you know, the way you feel looking into this off season as opposed to?
Well, I think it's, I mean, we're kicking it off, hopefully, you know, with a win in 2017, the first day of the year, against a division opponent at home. It's a nice way to go into an off season. But the nice part is, and again, I told this to the team, and I really was pretty adamant about it with the rookies after the team meeting, that they know now what to expect when they come back in here. Okay, we had half of a roster that was literally a new portion of our team, and really didn't understand, didn't know the expectations from us. And I think they know that now, and it's pretty loud and clear, and the message hasn't changed. And they know we can win with that philosophy. And having a year, again, that's one thing we, you know, John and I talked earlier about, what do we have to do differently in this to win some of these division games? Well, if we get another year under our belt where we're in the same system, that they've been in systems for a number of years, here's another chance for us to at least have a year under our belt.
How much satisfaction do you take? You know, Taylor's one of the guys that mentioned that this team kind of did what you wanted them to do. And how much satisfaction do you take in that this team was able to?
Well, I think it was really credit the staff. The staff, really, the message has been very clear, and the staff was right on board with me. And so they saw how important it was for us, how we want to do things here. And I think they saw we have a very close staff, and see, we want the same goals as they do. And I think that's why they responded like they did.
What is it about your previous head coach experiences that paid off most this season in the way that you led this group?
To persevere, ignore, you know, my rookie year, we started off slow. My rookie head coaching year, we started off slow here. Knew that we still could accomplish things. We still have a chance to make the playoffs, just like that year when we started 0-4 there. We started 1-3 here, and you know, we had a chance to go to the playoffs that year in the last game of the year. We were playing to go, so I knew if we stuck and with what we believed in and didn't listen to outside static, and they knew we believed in them, that we had a chance, even with a slow start. But again, you prefer not to start that way. Just like games, you don't want slow starts. You don't want slow starts to seasons as well.
A lot of new reviews for your staff. Couldn't hear from yourself. Do you expect any turnover?
There's a lot of things I'm probably going to say today we haven't had a lot of discussions on. You know, and that's not because I don't want to tell you. It's just because we have a lot of discussions to move forward. So those things, again, this game just ended yesterday, less than 24 hours ago, and but those are down the line.
Cause for any change there, though?
There'll be discussions about that no matter what every year.
What was it about the style, maybe mindset, both yourself and John brought to the building that allowed you guys to be successful?
It's what we believe in. It's what we've had a history of. It's easy to preach something you believe wholeheartedly in. And John and I, again, how it came about that John and I believe in this, practically everything of how we want to build a team, it's amazing how that came about, but it did. And certainly makes it a lot easier when you're having conversations.
Do you find it at all? I mean, last year at the time, certainly people questioned you getting the full-time job and John Robinson coming in. It's like, does it almost seem funny now that people question that as well as you've worked together?
it's just ironic. You know, after one phone call, John and I I know I stepped away and told my wife, I said, this can work out just based on one phone call. I think he felt the same way after one conversation, that we wanted the same kind of player. We wanted the same mentality when we took the field. It's very ironic.
To make the jump from 3 wins to 9 in one season, how fair is it to say that it even exceeded your expectations, Mike?
Well, unfortunately, I have big expectations every year. I mean, I do. I always have, and I always will. I just I believe we're going to win every time we play the game. I mean, I just, if you don't have that, you're probably not. So I just felt good about us, especially after the off season and after a good training camp with this football team, that we had a chance to obviously improve, but that was part of the plan, improve off these last 2 years.
Jason McCourty talked about for years hoping what they were doing would work and now believing. When did you know that this team believed in everything it was doing?
I'm going to have to say in training camp, and when we put the pads on and we grinded them pretty hard. I mean, it was a physical, demanding training camp, and you're going to know if a team is bought in or not early on, and they did. And obviously, you need wins to support it, and that's eventually what happened.
Was it a challenge for you to still get the guys to believe after the 1-3 start, and challenging them?
No, but it is. I'd say it is, but you know, and I can go back because I've had an experience, and I can show them what the possibilities are because I've been a part of it, and I think they appreciate that. They see it's real. It's not something that you're hoping for. It's like this, you know, even using my time with Chuck in 1989, I use that example of having to win 5 of the last 6 games to make the playoffs. You know, I told these guys 5 weeks ago, we can win 4 of the next 5. We have a chance, and we did. We had a chance. You know, it just wasn't the right 4 of the 5 that we won to get down to it. But they can take experiences from what I've had playing and coaching and see that it's a possibility.
What's it like for you, I guess, Mike, if personally talking to the team for the final time, knowing that it's going to be a different squad?
It's difficult to say goodbye. It is to these guys. You know, it's difficult because you can't even talk to them. I mean, literally about anything. Once today's over with, the dead period starts immediately, and so you know, it's disappointing. I think for these guys, I told them this morning that there's 20 teams in team meetings right now, having to say goodbye and move on to the next season. Maybe a little more difficult for us because you know we beat 5 of the teams that are still playing, and that's the hard part about it. So a little tougher on us, I think.
And what's kind of the message moving forward as far as expectation level, mentality?
I think what they do from this point on has a lot to do with what we'll do in 2017. Okay, we don't want any distractions. That's one thing I think this team did very well. We had one player this season that you know was suspended for taking a illegal substance, and that's what we want. We want to start the off season. We want these guys to get away, obviously, catch their breath, get their bodies feeling good about themselves. But if they come back in April and they're not in the shape they know they need to be in now, or they haven't done anything football-wise, looked at anything, they haven't done anything, then we're going to be starting from behind. This is an important time, these next 4 months.
How about Don in particular? Like, how important is this offseason for him, and how important is that in terms of what you guys might look to in the draft?
I think it's important for him. We just had a conversation with him this morning, he and I, and he feels like he let us down because of the expectations were on him. And I said, look, that's the nature of the business. When you're picked where you were, people are expecting things, and then you put more pressure on yourself, and then all of a sudden it doesn't happen. You know, we're not disappointed in him. He is excited to come back, wants to come back and be the player that we all think he can be, a force from coming off the edge.
Kendall White said it was clear to him that he's not a part of the 2017 Titans. Why didn't it work out?
Again, it's not for every player. Okay, the way we do things here. you know, again, we haven't talked about Kendall, John and I, or anybody. We haven't even done player evaluations yet. So there's going to be some guys that are back, and there's going to be some guys that are not for some reason or another. And those are discussions that are coming.
What do you mean by that? I mean, can you expand on that idea that it's not for every player the way you guys do?
Just consistency. We're looking for consistency on and off the field.
Kendall LeJuan, maybe an example of a guy that had issues before but now is bought in.
I think Taylor has matured as a player. I really do. I think he's come a long way. He's come a long way, and I think he is seen by doing things the right way, and he's got a good future. I mean, but he's done a lot of things right on and off the field. That's you've seen the growth of his watching him. I mean, it's been impressive to watch him, and then now he's been rewarded for it.
In all your years as a coach, I wonder, going from 25th in run last year to third in a one-year turnaround, that how impressive, how significant is that in your mind, and how well does that fit in with the idea of the team?
I think it helps win games. I mean, it was difficult because I was a large part of that run game the last 2 years, really. I was a large part of that, and could not get it going for a number of reasons. But to turn it around, obviously to add some guys up front, obviously the two backs that were not here the last 2 years, made a significant difference. But again, I think that has a lot to do with that part of that phase has a lot to do with winning games. And you'll see that as the playoffs continue to go on.
Did that big jump rank pretty highly in your years of
coaching? I'd have to look back. I don't know exactly how much it's improved. I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't looked at that.
When can Marcus expect to get off the scooter?
I think it's a couple months. I think he's got 8 weeks of non-weight bearing, from what I understand.
Coach, you guys were good in close games. You guys were good against playoff teams, as you said. How do you work on getting better in division games? Obviously, another win there could have put you guys in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think I said it earlier. I think another year, these guys have now had a year in our system. We're playing teams that have been in their systems 4 years. And, again, some of those games, we've done a much better job. I think we were 4-0 in three games or less. That's right. And 2-7 the last 2 years. So we have learned how to win some of those closer games. But we had chances to win some of those division games earlier in the year that we did not do. And hopefully we've learned as of late that we can do that.
What is this offense being like if you can add more speed on the outsides? Scare defense.
I think it'd help any offense. Yeah, if you can add more speed. And again, we're looking at all positions, all across the board, in all phases. But speed would be a help.
What kind of on Marcus? You touched on him and got hurt, but what kind of strides did he make in your mind in year two, and how much better can he be in year three?
I thought he had a very good year. I mean, a very good year. Did a lot of good things for us. You know, I think, especially in the red zone, you guys all know his red zone stats. I think that's why we were as successful in the red zone with him. I think taking a step back with some of the things we did offensively in regards to, like I said, making it user-friendly, play calling, taking some of the things off of his protection, and I think that helped him immensely. And I thought he played faster, made quicker decisions, got the ball out quicker, made some really good decisions of throw it away. I thought he got better with his ball security. That's something we'll always be working on. There's no question about that, because that had an effect on some of our losses. But he did a lot of good things for this football team.
What's next for him in terms of last year? We talked about the points of emphasis being ball security, maybe deep ball. What once he's back out there, are the things that are next for him?
That again, I think we'll let's take a look at the self scout. Let's go back and let's look at ourselves again. Which I said we watch every play, we watch every player on every play, and we see what do they need to do better. Maybe there's a guy who can't do it better. Maybe, but we look at every play and decide Was it the player? Was it the play call? Was it the defense? What was it? And a lot of that goes into now. We put a grading system on the players after the season, and then we come back after we've done all of our study, and we grade them again, because it's really interesting to see how much difference there is after you've sat down and you have time to sit in a meeting and study these guys. It's interesting to see how they grade out after you've done all that film work.
DeMarco talked about his toe and said rest is the thing now, but maybe at the end of that rest period he will need surgery. How scared were you about when he underwent that? How much of a difference did you see in him?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about surgery, so that's news to me. I think rest will be good for a lot of these guys. I mean, a lot of guys played with things that were banged up on them. I wasn't concerned about him. You know, he's about as competitive of a player as I've ever been around, and maybe one of the tops in wanting to win worse than anybody. But I knew I was going to get everything from him. Every time we handed him the ball, every time we asked him to protect, you're going to get the best, whatever he had, he's going to give it to you.
How much did that hold him back a little bit, though, after that?
Well, I think it got better. I mean, I think after that initial injury, there were things I saw that he had tough times, but I still saw a productive back.
Rashard, did they exceed your expectations at all this year?
Rashard did a lot of good things, especially as the year went on. He much more productive. He was splitting time with Andre early in the season, so his production wasn't as high then. But I think, you know, with the retirement, I think him having more opportunities, he showed that he can make some plays when this team needed to make plays, and very productive. Yeah. Hopefully, when you're signing a guy like that, you're hoping for that kind of production.
Thoughts on this rookie class?
Pretty impressive. Yeah, very impressive. I'm not sure I've been around a rookie class. You know, when I asked the rookies to stay after the team meeting, when you see how many we had, and really we had two guys that didn't play in a game, two rookies of, however, 15 guys sitting in this room. That's pretty impressive. You have that many guys contribute to your season, some more than others, but it says good things ahead. We got a class like that we need to add to.
What was the additional message to those guys that you wanted them separate?
I want them to, you know, understand that when they come back, it's going to be a little bit different feeling. You know, they're not going to be wide-eyed and shocked about that they're in the NFL. Now they know what's expected from them. They know the message that they've been hearing is clear, so they don't have to come in here and wonder what's going to take place. They know what's going to take place, and that expectations on them will be much higher when they come back in here.
Did the division with DeMarco and Derek go kind of how you? I know you didn't plan out how many guys would get each carry.
Yeah, I think it.
Did that play out like you?
Today, I feel that way. Yeah. Let me again take a. Let me look at all the film and look at everything, and I can answer that better when we come back.
There's the handle himself as far as. Kind of taking the back seat, DeMarco doing what he was asked of, how to handle it.
He was a pro about it. He was outstanding. I mean, just like you'd expect him, he was outstanding.
There's a disappointment numbers-wise. I wonder, did you expect better pass coverage this year, coming into this year than it wound up?
We have high expectations in everything. But, you know, if you look at it, we had a number of changes in our secondary. I thought our safeties played well. Our corners, there was a rotation there all the way up through yesterday that, we struggled. There's no question about that. But, yeah, we had bigger expectations and in like we did.
Do you feel like Sims can be a starter next year from what you saw?
Let me take some time. And but he did a lot of good things. There's no question about it. I felt good watching him. You know, those good. When I see him line up against Hopkins, you know, that's pretty impressive. Here's this rookie against this guy that can wreck a game. And I felt good about he is going to compete, but he did a lot of good things for us.
I understand the self-study, but your initial impression, would that secondary be a spot where your initial thought is that's an area we need to look at?
I'm sure we'll look at that area, yes. But, again, I'll confirm it when after I get a chance to watch it.
How quickly did the past year go by? What was it like for you? I guess it's hard to sum up probably, but you took over pretty close to this time last year.
The season, I can tell you, flew by. it flew by. Again, like I said yesterday, I wish it wasn't over. Doesn't feel like it should be over, but when I was looking at my notes for my meetings, my Saturday night meetings, I went back to Minnesota, and some of the things I said in that meeting room, I felt like I had just said it. You know, not that it was 4 months ago when I said it. It just went by fast.
Mike, just to wrap up your first full season here as the head coach, how much better is the culture?
It's different. It's changed. And it's a lot of people made that happen. I mean, a lot of people, starting from Amy on down, has changed this culture here. And again, we still got work to do. I'm not saying we don't. We do. But this is a different team in here this morning than it was a year ago.
This is several guys in the locker room talking about this was the most fun, the most enjoyable season that they've had. Is that just a product of winning, or does that reflect the entire culture change here?
I think it's the way we did things. I mean, I said, I'll have a hard time thinking that anybody can outwork us in what we do in training camp. But I think the way we do things, the way it was structured, it was a fun environment to come to work to. And you guys know, you like what you're doing, you like what's going on, you like coming in that front door, and you're going to get production when they step out on the field.
A favorite moment
of
2017 that you'll remember
season four? A favorite moment?
Yeah.
It just ended. I'm trying to think. No, there's a lot. There's a lot of memorable moments, I think, in this season. You know, this is a disappointing one that it's over, but there's a lot of good to reflect on.
You know, special teams got better as the year went on. But is there a whole other level you need to reach where there's some dynamic potential to set you up, flip a field, stop other people from?
Yeah, you're right. Our special teams improved throughout the year, probably to their best game of the season yesterday. What we did yesterday is a good example of what we need to do every game. And I think I give a lot of that credit to Steve Hoffman. He had a difficult situation, had to step into, and I thought he did an outstanding job of getting these guys, especially this last game, to play at the level that they played at. But, yeah, there's things we can do, again, that we can improve that area that can maybe change the game.
Can you reflect on the impact Tim Shaw had on this team this year?
Tim Shaw had a huge impact for this football team. When I brought him in here in training camp and he spoke to this team, I thought that day this season was going to be different. I thought that day that something special was going to happen with this football team. I think I know he had a huge impact on my life. He made me different. But to have him involved again, have him around here, which he hasn't been for a couple of years. He's been out of football, and I knew he missed it. And to have him involved and actually to have him help us special teams-wise when we needed help and to come in here and to do some of the reports that he did, the passion that he still has, the love of the game, and then how his teammates surrounded him, especially yesterday, there's that moment. That might have been my favorite moment, pregame with Tim Shaw.
He will continue to be a part of this
team. He will continue as long as I'm here.
Yeah.
How big is that check to ALS, do you know?
I thought it was around 63,000.
Any other potential medical issues as you head into the offseason? Any potential
surgery? If there are other minor things, nothing's going to shouldn't keep anybody out of training camp.
With Dick LeBeau, is that just a matter of sitting down and seeing where he wants to go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to sit with all the coaches here in the next couple of days.
You talked earlier about speed. How do you feel about this team's overall team speed? And is that
I think we can improve on that, yeah, in all areas. Yeah, we can improve on that.
How much do you feel like you can even reshape the roster even more, especially with two first-round picks in your pocket?
Again, that's something that we're going to talk about. We'd like to duplicate what happened last year with this, you know, how the rookies, some of them produced significantly. We'd like that to happen again, but that's the plan.
Third in rushing, second against the rush, I believe. Is that sort of the smash-mouth football you envision in the trenches?
That gives you a chance to win if you can do that. If you can stop it, if you can stop it and you can run the ball, that gives you a chance. That is what we believe as a staff.
You said you'd been part of 2 years of inability to get that run game going. Forging that identity has been something that's been a problem for this franchise. How were you guys able to do it, and how much do you need to hold on to it and make sure that you...
I think they get it now. I think they... I certainly think they get where we're coming from in regards to how we want to attack people and our belief in it. And, again, I'm sure it's been questioned sometimes when we've been down why there's a reason, because it helps win games. It helps keep the other team's offense off the field if you can run the ball. There's a lot of things positive about it. So, but they definitely get the message what kind of team we want to be.
How good do you feel about your defensive line depth, given that Antoine Woods stepped in and looked like an impact guy around the game?
He did good. I mean, he made a big play. I mean, that was neat to watch. I loved his emotion. That was really fun to watch in that game. I think we have depth there. We have since I've been here. But, again, that'll be another area we address when we're looking at all these positions.
Jack Conklin as good, even better than advertised?
Quietly, really good. He did his job. Doesn't say a whole lot, but he did an outstanding job to be really put in there earlier than we had anticipated. He did a great job for us.
The entire O-line, coach, it didn't matter who played, who was out, who you plugged in, they all played well. It says a whole lot about the job Russ Grimm did.
Russ did an outstanding job, and I knew that about Russ. That's the beauty of being able to hire a guy I've been with before. But Russ did, we had some moving parts in there, and then even Dennis Kelly to come in there, and when he was in there, he played well. So, you know, Russ, I think they understand Russ has been there, done it, and they like his coaching style.